Sticking with us tonight, scientists announcing two breakthrough cancer treatments tonight, one of which is actually derived from the illegal drug ecstasy. But the potentially life-saving treatments could be in jeopardy because of Obamacare. For details, we're joined now by Dr. David Samadi and Dr. Mark Siegel. Doctors, great to see you both.
Thank you.
Good to see you. Dr. Samadi, first tell us about these treatments. What are they? How do they work?
Well, this is a great research that's being done for treatment of leukemia, and it's very exciting because traditionally, this is being treated with chemotherapy and radiation, and which has a lot of systemic side effects. Now we're going from that type of treatment to a very targeted treatment. So they have taken the blood from the patient, they have re-engineered and changed the white blood cells, which are the soldiers or the defense mechanism of the body, put it back in their body, and they were able to regenerate and fight the cancer cells. Now, they have taken care of three patients, and what's interesting about this is that the side effects are minimum because they're attacking only the cancer cells. So it's a great research.
All the horror stories we hear about chemotherapy aren't true with these drugs.
Exactly right. So it's all about targeted therapy in cancer, which is very exciting.
All right, now we got to get to the specifics here. Okay. How would Obamacare thwart the use of these drugs?
Well, the second drug we're talking about here, I'll give you a great example. It's called Zelboraf. It only works in about 50% of patients with melanoma by changing the genetics of the particular melanoma that has that gene. Now, how's Obamacare going to decide which melanoma patients gets it and which doesn't? Another thing,
because they are expensive treatments.